In Smith Juarez's letter to Vidi, she says she has privately and professionally asked him to take his talents elsewhere. Last week, Smith Juarez was tough on Vidi in his annual evaluation and at a board workshop the following day, saying students aren't improving fast enough and Vidi's plans aren't aggressive enough. In her letter, Smith Juarez points to literacy as an area of concern, saying only 35% of African American third graders are reading proficiently. She also noted achievement gaps between white, African American, and Hispanic children have widened in many areas. Smith Juarez closes her letter by saying she's open to discussing next steps, but will not compromise the improvement of all students. Vidi, who says he does not intend to resign, responded to Smith Juarez's email Tuesday, saying there are signs of improvement, like fewer DNF schools and the narrowest gap between white and black students out of the largest 7 Florida districts in 3rd through 10th grade reading and math. Smith Juarez is calling for a special meeting on Friday. Vidi says he'll be there.
I'm not worried about Friday because I'm at peace with what I have accomplished, and I'm at peace with what I know I can still accomplish if I'm still allowed to be superintendent.
Smith Juarez hasn't confirmed if she'll ask the board to terminate his contract. She says the meeting is an opportunity to deliberate the path forward that is best for children. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.